Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How could I help you?
Hi, Joyce. This is Dale from Link Fence Company.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to somebody. I don't know. You see who the one that I work with? Pull up my account. She's to Google Guarantee too.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Let me try to pull up your account here, Dale, so I can check.
Yeah.
Give me a few minutes. All right, thank you for waiting. I was able to pull up the account here. I can see that you have an account manager, and her name is Lily. Unfortunately, Dale, Lily is currently out of the office.
She said she'd be gone for a couple weeks. Who's taking over her place? Is Caesar in?
Let me try to check with our manager here, Dale. Maybe the reason why I wanted to speak with Lee.
Is there a reason why I want to talk to Caesar? Is that what you said?
Yes.
About my account?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because I went on pause, it still ain't up for pause yet because I already paid the full month. Mm-hmm. And all my keywords, I'm not even seeing me, but way down. I used to be right on top.
Mm-hmm.
But, plus, it's not even went on pause yet for a seasonal layoff, you know, because we've got a lot of snow here and the ground's freezing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, there's a lot of things I don't understand why you see it and why you don't, because I even have my employees, plus I even have my relatives search it with different keywords, and I'm not finding it. You know what I mean? And just upsets me that works that way.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you're concerned about the ranking of your business still. Let me go ahead and check, okay, your business placement here on Google. Give me a few minutes.
You guys pull it up. You always find it, like, first two down. It's hard for me to believe that. You guys are out of it. I know you guys got people in the Philippines, but mostly out of California. Okay? But I don't understand, you know, why that it works that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, optimizing and all that and keywords, yeah. But it just don't make no sense to me when I can't even find my own self when I've been doing it for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Been with you guys for about 5 or 6 years.
Well, yeah, I just want to let you know, Dale, that here at Local Splash, we do have a tool that allows us to, you know, like, pull up the, like, exact results, okay, of the ranking of the business.
Yeah, so, you can go fencing mm-hmm. companies, Battle Creek, fence installation in Battle Creek, chain link fence in Battle Creek, every keyword I could think of, I do it to all my areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even up there in the first five, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I check it up here real quick. I tried checking off. Yeah, I adjust the location first to Battle Creek. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can pull up the exact results. And
you see me down there on... You see me down about 6 or 7 down, but then again, it don't show my stars. It don't show nothing. It just says link fence. You know what I mean? I'm really seriously thinking about going with a different advertising firm. You know what I mean? And sticking with Google Guarantee and doing away with Local Splash, because you guys tell me so much all the time and never do it. And it just, that's money, time, and time is money for me. You know what I mean? And if this right now is the time where I start doing all my bids, getting them lined up for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys ain't, you say things and you do it, then it stays there for about not even a week, then it goes away. Okay, so I want to be solid. If I got to keep paying and not go on pause to be solid, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? I usually go on pause every time it gets a real cold winter. You know, because the ground freezes up. You pour mud into a cold ground, it crystallizes. It's hard to put a warranty on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, I want to be up there in rank like I was. You know, I want to stay that way. I don't want to go down. Hell, they can't even see how many stars I got.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as for the ranking of your business, Drew, I can see your business ranking 19th on first page. For
and everyone, ranking what, 18?
19th on the first page. And also, yeah.
You said 19 down on the first page?
Yes.
Yeah, see, ain't that, that's disgusting. That's off the hook. You know what I mean? That's why I just don't understand that. And you guys are still getting paid the full amount, plus I paid $313 for Google Guarantee. And there's just nothing happening right now. Now's the time people try to get lined up for the spring. And you guys are dogging me like this, man. I don't understand it.
Yeah, because
I was like top three all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
And they put Justice, they put, there ain't none of them companies that you see on there that's got their stars, there ain't none of them got 5 stars like I do. Everyone you look at right there do not have 5. McBride is the only one. Okay, I don't even see him on there.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the fencing contractors around here.
Yeah, I see here businesses that has over 100 reviews, and also the search ranking deal. Okay, can fluctuate from day to day due to several factors. Yeah, we may be down at the 19th on first page right now. Okay. I'm sure that in next days, okay, we can be ranking higher. Okay. And
why don't it stay that way? I mean, Justice stays that way, Pure Fence stays that way, Superior stays that way. Why can't I stay up there like they do?
Well, Google algorithm.
They ain't even been in business over than 3 years. I've been in there for like 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What, are they paying you a lot more money to do it? Is that what it is? It's all about money?
Well, it depends, Dale. The business that you see, okay?
No, when you guys tell me something, that's what I expect. You know, I pay 100%, I expect 100% back. I pay 100% exactly what I'm supposed to pay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are not doing your job right. Okay? I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm just telling you, the company you guys work for ain't doing everything right the way they should be. Now it's just all about money. That's the only reason I got with Google Guarantee. Everything started picking up. Now it's just starting to drop down again.
Again, Dale, Google's algorithm constantly updates, okay, based on the...
I even took some of my service areas out of there, just so I can rank higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could see where they took them out. The ones I hardly get calls on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people not doing, you know, it's a lot of farmland, and they're not doing a lot of fence out there, like
mm-hmm.
good residential areas. My main areas are Kalamazoo and Portage, Battle Creek and Marshall. And I don't see nothing on there.
Mm-hmm.
That really upsets me. I can make this phone call to you guys and, yeah, a couple of days later, see it up there. Then again, you try it a week later, it's gone again. It just don't make no sense. That's why I was wanting to talk to Caesar.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you wanted to speak with him, Dale, but I can track his availability, okay? And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Text him and see what he's doing right now. I want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But one thing I wanted to say to you as well, Dale, that, you know, we have make sure, okay, to fully optimize your listing, especially your Google Business profile. I can see that we have
I've heard that word so many times from you guys, it just blows me away. You all say the same thing, but you don't do it. You can talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk. Okay? I'm not sitting here trying to dog you all, man. I respect you as an employee for Local Splash, but I'm telling you right now, it don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could say the same thing over and over and over. You know, then after I call you, yeah, it might rank up a little bit, then it just heaters right back down.
Mm-hmm. And also, Dale, you know, before I check with Caesar, I know exactly why I wanted to speak with him, so...
You know now. You know now. I don't know if Justice goes to you guys. I don't know if Fence goes to you guys. I don't know if the Fence thing goes to you guys. I don't know if Superior Fence and Rail goes to you guys. I don't know that. You know, it's none of my business, but I know them all. And they're up there. And whatever advertising firm, which I do know, I know them all, but now I'm going to start calling them all and asking the firm they go to for their advertising. And that's who I'll switch over to. I can't get something done.
Yeah, for a company that usually stays at the top, they're the company who's spent Google Ads or either Google Verified, okay, to keep their business there.
Well, I'm sponsored through Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Google Guarantee. All right. They sponsored me $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still down low on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
That's 313 a month.
Okay. Please give me a few minutes here while I check with Caesar.
Yep, I'll be right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. So, Caesar responded to my message, and unfortunately, he's not available at the moment, but he can follow up with you.
Yeah. Well, Caesar. Did he say one?
I do apologize, Dale. What was that again?
Did he say when?
Unfortunately, he did not provide time on when he can give you a call back. He just said that he can follow up. I understand. I wanted to immediately speak with Caesar, Dale, but yeah, that's what he said. He can give you a follow up. And, yeah, let me just.
Was you waiting for me to reply?
I'm sorry.
What was he doing? Was he waiting for me to reply? Did I just not say nothing to you, or were we done talking, or what?
Yeah, I have not received response from you, Dale, after letting you know that Caesar will be giving you a follow-up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just wondering if you have any questions. Yeah.
No. I dozed off there, to tell you the truth. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's
false.
Okay.
No, too, so I'm out late. But anyways, yeah, it is what it is. Hopefully he'll be giving me a call sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And I do want you to text that message over to my account manager, let her know everything that's going on, and have somebody follow up on this other than Caesar. Okay, I want Caesar too, yeah, to know, but whoever's up above my account manager, I want them to know too. Okay? And if they want me to keep paying what I'm paying, so be it, but I want up there on the list like I was. Okay? Because I'm not having that. I don't even want to do that no more. Yes? Understandable?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you so much for everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's
your
name?
No problem. My name is Joyce.
You're out of Philippines?
Yes, I'm also from the Philippines.
So is my fiance. She's Cebu.
Oh,
that's
okay. I think I spoke with you before, Dale.
I talked to Honey a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see her name here in your account. I remember your girlfriend is like from the south of Cebu, right?
She lives in Naga over in Cebu.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. But we stay over in, what's the name of that? Over at Belmont Motel over in Lapa-Lapa, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when I come there, we'll be in a condo, because I'm going there. Mm-hmm. Let me see, May 20th till July 20th, I'll be there 2 months.
Okay. I thought that you've been here already. Yeah, because the last time
And I'm coming there. I'm getting married this time when I come there. We'll be getting married.
Wow.
Then she'll finish up her college, and Then I got her visa made to come back here, so we're all good to go. And I love that place. It's beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful places in Cebu.
Yes. You know? Mm-hmm.
Are you from, like, Manila, or are you from Cebu, too?
I'm from Cebu. I'm here.
You are?
I'm here, like, north side of Cebu.
Did you get hit with any of them typhoons?
Unfortunately, yeah, we got hit, but fortunately, we're safe. Okay.
That's
and
good.
Our house is safe. Our house.
That's good.
Because
they just had two new houses built, and luckily they were, you know, a lot of you guys build them with brick, you know, concrete.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Concrete,
and they had water. I think they had
blocks.
Water. Yeah. And it didn't take them long at all. They all worked together. They all got it all cleaned up, and they got marble floors, like a lot of you people got marble floors. And they got it all cleaned up. It looks just as good as it did when they moved in. But yeah, I'm all about Cebu. It's very beautiful, and I love to go there. And I'm going to be going there the hot part of the year. Yeah, in May.
Yes. Yes.
Is that the hot part? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. People.
May.
That's the wedding month. I think here in the Philippines, because, you know, it's summer, it's good for wedding. It's good when you want to do, you know, outdoor wedding.
Yeah. Belmont, they have their own private beach. They have their own private place where you can get married. It's very beautiful out back there. You know what I mean? So we're right next to them this year, but they still own all the new condos they just built there. You know, it's got like 20 floors of condos.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up getting a condo. So that's where we'll be staying when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. I'm happy to talk to you again, and everything's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could never get mad at you if you're from Cebu. That's cool.
It's nice talking with you again, Dale. Yeah, it's been a long time since we spoke. And I'm really, really happy that you got engaged, you know, with your girlfriend and about to get married, next year by May.
Yep. We'll probably get married in June, but I will be there May 20th.
Uh-huh, okay.
Until July 20th. Yeah, mm-hmm. Then I come back, and I got to – my guys will be running the fence company. Then when I come back, that's when I just come back to join back in and get my work done and set up another vacation for next year.
Okay.
You know, but, yeah, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you very much for telling me who you are and where you live at. I look at you all the way different now because I love everybody from Cebu because that is beautiful. I mean, we went to about every site there was there. I mean, every site, you know, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful places there.
Yeah.
My most exciting one was the Tops. I like Tops.
Yes.
That's very beautiful. They got it pretty much all done up there now.
Yes.
And, yeah,
I think the lowest part is not yet finished. I think it's for, establishments, you know, and such. But I think you should also try to visit north side, especially Bantayan and Camotes. I'm not sure if you have
what's
heard of that.
What's the sacred one with the big white pillars and the lions on each side of it? The big gold lions. And it's got a big white fountain, and it's got where you could see down low too. They got big white pillars in the front, a guy inside playing violins, and it's a big, like a big museum, but it's sacred. You know, it's one of your sacred.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it.
I think it's Temple.
I know.
Yeah, it's just near Tops.
Yeah. We went to four different ones. Then we went to the one. Yeah, then we went to one where there was like Chinese, like red writing.
Uh-huh.
You know,
where
China or something was. I don't know. It was a site you go there.
Yeah.
And we went through that one, seen that one. There was like four we went to in one day. Our driver took us to four different ones. But I know there's a lot more. I'm trying to talk Michelle into going swimming with the whale sharks.
she don't know how to swim. I'm going to teach her how to swim. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that. You know, that's something I want to do.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's somewhere in the South, but if you wanted to like enjoy as well, you can, you know, if you wanted to experience white sand, yeah, you can go to the north side.
Yesterday was her aunt's birthday, and they went to the South Ocean, the South, wherever it was. He told me where it was. I can't remember the name of it. But they went there, and they had a big party there for her auntie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they swam in the ocean. They had a lot of fun, big picnic, you know what I mean? And they enjoyed themselves. It's like almost a 2.5-3 hour drive from Naga to get there. Depending on the traffic, you know how the traffic is.
Yes.
See, the big difference of here and there is there, I think it's just a little bit overpopulated and there's a lot of horn blowing, okay? Here, you don't hardly have no vehicles. Very, 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 very clean, pure air. Lots of freshwater lakes here where I live at. Yeah. And no traffic. I had my driver's license when I went there. I got it through my traveling agent, you know, for Cebu driver's license for when I was in the Philippines. But, yeah, I got out there and drove. Man, I'm telling you, it's a big difference between in the United States and there.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no speed limit, only in certain areas in Cebu.
Yeah.
And we have speed limits anywhere you go. There is speed limits. You will not never get over 75 miles an hour on any interstate, any highway, anything. But you guys have no speed limit laws there. Only in certain areas you do. You know what I mean? And I've never seen that before. I was like, wow. I wish I was here with my motorcycle. Or I wish I was there with my fast car. I would have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Yeah, to bring that over an airplane, that costs a lot of money, so I just rent, you know what I mean? Or I just buy a driver and they drive us around.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think one of the reasons why there is no such, you know, signs is because it's traffic here. So expected that, you know, drivers cannot really go that fast because it's traffic.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. Yeah. But the motorcycles know how to go in and out, though, don't they? They're in and out, in and out, in and out. They go between cars. Yeah, they get around quicker than cars do. And Jeep, you guys call them Jeep. You call Jeeps here, they're a vehicle. They're not with a lot of people on them. But Jeeps there, they carry a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Jeeps here is just like a four-seat, you know, a Jeep, regular Jeep Wrangler.
Like
you know what I mean?
Vehicle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I tell Michelle, I say, Michelle, I don't want you riding on Jeeps no more. I'll pay for it. You take either a taxi because I want you to, because on Jeeps, you know, there's a lot of people, you sit real close to them and they could have colds. They could have a virus, a flu virus. I tell her, you know, you ever ride a Jeep? I don't want you riding Jeeps no more until I pay for all her taxis or my private driver or she'll get on the bus. You know what I mean? Which is a lot better than getting on Jeeps.
Yeah,
you know, I will not let her.
You know, transportation
and absolutely no motorcycles.
Yeah.
I told her. I said, I do not want to see you on none of them little cart motorcycles. That's very dangerous to me. It is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seeing people crammed up in them things like that, I don't understand that. But I ain't got nothing bad to say about Cebu. I love it. I love the way they live. I love the culture. I love everything. So, you know, it's really nice I was able to talk to you, and that just woke me up. So thank you for waking me up because I'm getting ready to take off and go to therapy. But, yeah, it's nice talking to you. Yeah, do what you got to do with my account. I appreciate it. I'm glad I know that you're handling it because I know it will get done. All right?
Yes, Dale.
And you enjoy yourself while I sit here and watch the snow come down. We got like 6 inches of snow coming. We got a winter storm warning.
Oh,
yeah, it's snowing hard here. Yeah, and we get a lot of snow where we're at. We get a lot of snow. But we don't get no, see, the difference is you guys call them typhoons. Here, if you're on the East Coast, West Coast, there's the ocean. We call them hurricanes here, and they're typhoons there. Yeah, hurricanes is the same thing as a typhoon. Okay, it's the same exact thing, but you guys call it differently there. You call them typhoons. We call them hurricanes. Okay, So our hurricanes all come from the south, and they're, you know, like from like Florida, you know, Georgia, New York, and places like that. They get hit with the hurricanes. Okay, where I'm at, I'm like in the middle of the states. It's called the Great Lakes State, because we have like over 10,000 freshwater lakes. We don't have salt water around us. We're like in the country. We like living forest. You know what I mean? It's like beautiful, and you know, like very, very rarely you see a lot of traffic where I live at. You know, I mean, and you drive, and it's just beautiful everywhere, just like it is there. But I'm just thinking, you know, the only thing that worries me about there is the carbon dioxide, you know, from all the vehicles they have there and overpopulated and having to breathe that. You know what I mean? And I went to a lot of areas that's in the mountains, and it's very beautiful, that's where I would want to live. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, and your mountain areas, you know where the big heart is and the big hand that you stand on? We went there too. You know, the big hand. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in Busai as well.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah,
there are a lot of flowers. Yes.
Yes. Oh, a lot of beautiful everything.
Yeah.
So we went there. We took pictures there.
I think it's there as well. It's just maybe near our location. You know, we just ride using motorcycle because it's easier for us to travel that way because of you know, not so good road. So, but using motorcycle, you know, that will make.
I know that.
If
I were to live there, yes, I would have a vehicle and a motorcycle because I have a Harley Davidson. I have a motorcycle plus I have a dirt bike, you know, a CR250, you know, a Honda. But yeah, I have all that stuff here that I play with and back. We call them acres. I got 80 acres out back. I ride on. That's a lot of land and it's all forest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I love that. The mountains, the views that you see where the big hand is and the heart and all the pretty flowers, and you look out there and you see all the people living in the mountains and stuff. It's so beautiful over there.
Yes.
You know, I can just imagine living there.
Yeah.
We
have a place in the mountain as well. And yeah, I just love the life in the mountain because.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you don't hardly have a lot of animals there. I mean, we got deer, we got elk, we got moose, we got bobcats. We have a lot of different kinds.
You will see pigs, goats,
cows. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Everybody likes pork.
Farm. Mm-hmm.
That's the two main dishes is pork and chicken and rice. Okay.
Yes.
And the way they prepare things over there, I love your guys' food. Your food is delicious. I love Filipino food the way you guys eat.
I hope it's lechon.
Oh my. What's that?
Lechon. It's a roasted pig or either, roasted, chicken. But we like.
I know we stopped at a little thing called Oink Oink. I think it's called.
I think somewhere in Karkar. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, they smoke them and they have them rolling around and they sell a lot of them, you know, and they sell pork and they sell chicken. And, they have a lot of roadside chicken, a lot of roadside pork, but I'm sure because we went to a lot of big higher end restaurants, I'm sure I probably already ate what you're talking about, but I'm telling you, I love their food there. I think I put 4 pounds on when I was there.
Oh.
Yeah, because I weighed about 198 when I was there. Then I come home about probably close to about 201, and I'm 6 foot. So, you know what I mean? I just got to watch my diet. I try to stay in shape, you know what I mean? But other than that, I love everything about you guys, and I'm so happy I got to talk with you, and I'm going to keep you on the phone all day because I got to get ready and go to therapy right now.
Okay, Dale.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have a good day, and I know it's kind of hot there because I talked to you. It's nighttime there right now. Yeah, because I just talked to my wife about 4 hours ago before she went to bed. Mm-hmm. And I know it was really hot when they went to the beach, you know.
Yes,
but,
really hot.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And she always, I always see her put a towel through the back of her shirt and pull it out the bottom to wipe her back off because it gets so hot there. Yes, but yeah, enjoy yourself. Thank you for talking to me and get it done for me. And I know now that everything's going to be okay. So I enjoy talking to you. I just got a lot of things I got to get done right now. I appreciate it though.
Oh, no problem at all, Dale. Yeah, I just wanted to check that you still wish to speak with Caesar. I have already put a reminder here for him to give you a call.
Yeah, that'll work. I appreciate everything you've done.
Sure.
I enjoyed talking to you, too, okay?
Me too, Dale, yeah. Really appreciate it.
What was your name again?
My name is Joyce from the north of Peru.
Say that again, your name?
My name is Joyce.
Joyce?
Yes.
Joyce. J-O-Y-I-C-E or?
J-O-I-I as in indigo, C-E. Joyce.
Oh, okay. I got you, Joyce. All right. Okay. I'll remember you. You remember me. Yeah.
Hey,
I talk to Honey a lot, too. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you mentioned that you have a girlfriend in the Philippines, I immediately remember that I spoke
yes. Her name is Michelle.
Oh.
But yeah, very, very nice, very beautiful. I love her all.
Oh.
You know what I mean? She's a very good woman, and I'm just like her, me and her click, you know what I mean? We've been together almost 2 years now, but now this is going on our third year, so. Mm-hmm. Her birthday is March 5th, mine's February 11th, so we'll celebrate our birthdays together. Plus, we'll celebrate our anniversary that we had. Then, plus, we're getting married. So, we'll have a big party.
Oh,
yeah?
Really, really happy for you both. And, looking forward for you guys to get married. Really excited as well. Okay, even if I cannot come to your wedding and, you know, celebrate it with you. Okay.
Definitely.
And, wish you happy.
You have a good, beautiful, you need to send some of that hot air here and we'll send you some snow there.
I wish we could do that.
Yeah, I wish I could too, man, because I miss the heat over there. I love hot, you know, because it gets, let me see, May and June, July, August, September is all real hot here. Okay.
Oh.
Cause we got 6 months of winter here, 6 months of hot weather here.
Mm.
So what I'm going to end up probably doing is 6 months, I'm going to build a house over there. And we'll go there in the wintertime once I retire doing what I'm doing for my fencing company. Then I'll retire, then I'll come over there and live in the wintertime. We'll come back here and live in the summertime.
Sure, summer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Good.
So I'm year-round, nice weather. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Joyce. I'm going to let you go, let you get back to work so you can take more phone calls. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk again soon, yeah?
Yes, Dale, yeah. Really appreciate it.
You have,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a beautiful night and a beautiful morning, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dale. You too. And, Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, Happy New Year's to you. Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you.
All right?
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dale. Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye.
Bye. You too. Bye.